It's Friday.
Work is done.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It is Friday, right?
Work just started.
I just started working.
Thank God it's Friday.
Wow.
How original.
I've never heard that one before.
What a fine day.
It's almost the weekend.
Let's get it started in here.
It's showtime, baby.
There's no question you do the schedule, getting up 4 o'clock in the morning, and it wears on you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, some days are better than others. Some days I find myself wide awake and ready to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll stay up 10, 11 o'clock at night without a problem. Then there are other days I'm taking a nap at 2 in the afternoon. And I'll tell you what, yesterday I didn't even mean to do it. I just did. I just had a long day, got home. And the minute I sat down, took a little breather, I just kind of felt myself nodding off and went with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I wake up and I said I had a little nap. And Rochelle goes, oh, I know. I said, why is that? She said, boy, were you snoring away. I said, that's embarrassing.
Gosh.
Said, was I really snoring loud?
Let me go to the end here because it's...
This is video that she captured of me snoring on the chair. Oh, here it is. Oh, gosh.
I think you woke yourself up.
Wow. Wait for the end.
What?
Huh?
What?
Nothing.
You were just looking at me.
No, I was looking at my computer.
Oh.
So clearly I woke myself up at the end there. And you played off like you were not recording for over 2 minutes.
Over 3.5 minutes.
Well, I'm just sitting there and nodded off. Does a cat get frightened when I snore like that? I bet he does. He probably jumps.
I actually also took a photo of you, which I did not show you. The cat does not get frightened. I think it's almost soothing to him because
he's probably used to it, because when you're not home, especially, he'll just lay with me for hours.
He just is laying right on you. I mean,
I didn't even remember he was on me.
Totally right on you. Didn't move. He's looking at me like, can you believe this?
That's cute. I wish I didn't look like such a beach whaler. I'd let you post that picture. But we're gonna delete that one for posterity. How do you sleep at night? Do I do this all the time?
You do.
Seven days a week?
Well, there's a reason we have two fans in our room. Because you do. You snore pretty loudly. And I'm usually fine. I'm just used to it now at this point. But there are some nights that I'll wake up if I have to use the bathroom or something. And I have to put a pillow over my head because I just can't.
It's that bad, huh?
Some nights. Not every night. But some nights, especially if you've had a big drink, you're just out.
Man, I feel bad next time I stay in a hotel for the people staying across the hall. You probably hear me.
Well, it could be worse at a hotel.
I don't know about that. That's pretty bad. And I think the worst part of it is in the chair, I'm slouched down.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely breathing out of my throat.
I got a little concerned for you because there was at one point where you got silent and there was like, you were like not breathing. And then you went, and then you catch your breath. So I think you've got sleep apnea.
I get the apnea, don't I?
You gotta go get that checked out.
How about the Ozempic? Does that cover the apnea?
I don't think so.
The Ozempic, it's good. It's good for diabetes and apnea, right?
Yeah, right.
All right. Time right now for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. In some ways, this is my favorite part of the day, because it's nice to be able to give back and highlight good things going on around town. There is so much bad news. It's nice to be able to share these things. Sometimes they're fun events. Sometimes they're charities looking for a little PR. And that's what we're all about here every morning about 620, 835. You can send them in. Text us 732-774-4444 with a link to the info. You can also send it along in our Facebook page with a direct message at 1071 The Boss, or the website. Click Station Events, Community Events, and see exactly where the Boss Roadies are going to be and fun community events going on anytime. And again, we share as many as we can here on the radio. So tomorrow, I guess it's still a little bit up in the air because there is supposed to be some rain. But as of now, it's on. Ocean County St. Patty's Day Parade, the rescheduled date, the rain date. So ironic, there's a chance of rain again tomorrow. But right now it is on through Seaside. Big parade. Boss Roadies are going to be in the parade. We'll see you out there starting at noontime. Then on Sunday, we look great for Michelle. He'll be out for another Bruce Ticket Blitz. Tickets to see Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band at Value City Furniture in Lakewood. That gets going at noon, and every 30 minutes you'll have a chance to win a pair of passes into our Boss Party Suite at the Prudential Center to see the boss, Bruce Springsteen himself.
That's amazing.
It really is. That's big every 30 minutes.
Yes.
We did it. We did two pairs. I thought that was hot.
Right?
Every 30 minutes. Unbelievable. Thank you, Value City Furniture, for stepping up and helping us put this thing together. So Michelle Z out there on Sunday morning, or Sunday at noontime. A 10 Little Acre Rescue and Animal Farm doing their Easter Bunny and Egg Hunt on the farm. That goes on tomorrow and Sunday, both days a weekend, noon to 4. Easter Bunny's going to be there. There'll be the egg hunt. They'll have glitter tattoos.
Okay.
That's great.
That's fun.
Make a mess on the couch when the kids get home. Pony rides, feed the animals, enjoy a bake sale, and of course it all goes to benefit the work they do. 10littleacres.org for the info. That's L-I-L, littleacres.org. We got another fun Easter egg hunt. This one's in Manchester at Pine Lake. Starts Sunday, 10 a.m. Easter Bunny's going to be over there, too. He's so busy just for a couple of weeks.
Hopping everywhere.
And you don't see him for the rest of the year.
I know.
What's Easter Bunny doing in, like, July? What's he up to?
He's probably at the beach. One Joe goes to.
Hey, Bunny, how you doing? Joe Nolan, nice to see you. Pre-registration required. OceanCountyTourism.com if you want to sign up for that one in Manchester. And the Jenks Easter Parade. Make sure to be there Sunday, April 9th, starting at 1 o'clock in front of Joey Tomatoes. A great spot, by the way.
So good.
Registration starts at 11:30 in the morning. Children from babies right up to 10 years old. Jenkinsons.com/event/Easter Parade for all the details on that one. Thank you to our friends at Jenkinsons.
Yes.
And there you go. Just a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly neighborhood CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Diane's got a busy morning in the news department. Not like anything happened in the news last night, right?
No.
No big deal.
No.
Nope.
There's just nothing. Somebody I saw on Twitter did post that. They go, so, did I miss anything? Yeah. Just stay off of that thing today. A lot of negativity.
Yeah.
Mark and Joe and Nick and everybody is here and ready for the weekend, that's for sure. I got to tell you, Joe, I'm going to miss you next week. I hate when you take vacation. And not because I don't want you to get recharged and enjoy time with your beautiful missus. I just miss you.
Mm.
Somehow, I just enjoy the abuse that I get from you every single day. So. And Ross, who's filling in, Uncle Ross, is just one of the nicest people in this horrible business
world. Yeah, he's too nice.
And so I know I'm not going to get anything I say. He's going to be like, no problem, I'll take care. And that's not what I'm looking for. I want somebody who's going to try and ruin my day. And that's what I enjoy
exactly.
about it. I enjoy about Joe every day. But
don't worry, I can fill that slot.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, I imagine you do that very well, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Yeah.
But I figured I'd put you on the spot now and say, maybe once during the week, can we call you and have a live report from Marathon, Florida and the Keys? Would you come on with us?
Just a little risky, but yes.
Just over the phone, I thought maybe we could just check in.
No, I know. Over the phone, yeah, I get it. But I'm just... before 10 a.m. on vacation? I don't know.
You're
rolling the dice there, old buddy.
We could even tape it later in the day if you want. We could play it back the next morning. I just be curious how your vacation is going, you know?
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Right,
yeah.
Good. Well, we'll definitely reach out and make that happen. Very good.
See all if right. he picks up.
Oh, I have absolutely no problem with it at all, as long as you understand that, you know.
I mean, you're not going to be drunk at 8 o'clock in the morning, are you?
That's the Keys.
He's on vacation.
God bless you. That's
it's
beautiful.
The Keys. You know,
absolutely.
You know?
That's beautiful.
That's why I love going, not because you can drink at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I love going down there because it is so laid back. It is so completely different than South Florida, you know, than up on Miami and Fort Lauderdale and further north up in the Palm Beaches. It's completely different. It's just so laid back, so slow, so much slower. The people are just so completely different. It's just, it's awesome. It's great down there. I love it.
I probably shouldn't admit this, but the kids have been with us all week long, and so the schedule changes a little bit. We've been going to bed later, and I just pass out, and I like to have a little cocktail at the end of the night. I haven't finished it the past several nights. I had the last swig this morning about
you
4:30.
You did?
Sure.
Got a boy.
Yeah, oh, my
sure.
God.
And it doesn't do anything. It just kind of feels nice in your throat, and then you brush your teeth, and you move on. I probably shouldn't.
How could you drink that when you first wake up?
Oh.
Really?
All right. This I've never told you this story, but I'm going to, and I will leave it. I will leave it and tell you, not Scott Shannon, but I'm not going to say who it was because it was a very, very famous New York City disc jockey.
And Joe has worked with everybody; he knows everybody.
And I've worked with everybody. So I was in the studio one day, and I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for it to go on, and he says, "Aaron, come with me." I said, "All right." And I go into his office, and he's got a shot machine in there.
A shot machine?
You want to do a shot? I'm like. 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I know. Okay. Boom. So just before we go on, he said, want another one?
Oh.
All right. So around 7:30, he said, come on, come with me. I said, where are we going? You know.
Oh, my gosh.
By the time 9 o'clock comes, we've done 4 shots.
Now, that's a little excessive, I will say. A little bit.
But it was a celebratory day, so it was like one of those days where, you know, it was kind of, it was, no, it's never all right, but it was kind of all right. But, oh, my gosh, I will never forget that. And I called a friend of mine, and I said, does this guy have a problem I need to know about?
Sure.
And well, he said, no, that's not him. And I said, all right.
Well, he owns a shop machine, so I don't
know. Rochelle's on Amazon Marketplace right now looking for one of those.
What is that?
Where do I
what
get me a shop machine?
It's I don't want to say the name of the alcohol because he has talked about it on the air, so okay. I don't want to give it away. But once you figure it out, you'd know it in a minute. Okay. You'd know it in a second. But I'll never forget that.
That's amazing.
Well, it's two shots every day before 5. Oh yeah, let's go.
Make for a great show.
I mean, look at what look what a good mood I'm in today. So.
I know, really.
Maybe we're all onto something here. Maybe it's the last show. I don't know. It's always possible. Get yourself in trouble here.
It is Friday. Yeah.
Maybe I'll be indicted today. You just never know.
You just never know what's going to happen.
Maybe the FCC police will be after me. You never know.
I was going to say, it's shocking that none of us have been indicted in the past, really, to be honest with you. You would figure that at some point.
Knock on wood.
Believe me.
It was something that we did. We could have been indicted for it.
Something. Another big weekend up ahead of us. A lot of people celebrating Palm Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Passover right around the corner as well next week. Then a week from Sunday, of course, Easter Sunday. We got some news this morning from the Cadbury people. Boy, this is just too cute. There's a picture of this little kitty in the Post. And this is what you want to see. You want to read about that indictment. You want to read this in the Post. He's a little one-eyed cat. He was rescued. He's 8 years old. His name is Crash. From Boise, Idaho, and he has now been named 2023's Cadbury Bunny just in time for Easter Sunday next year. He gets to appear in an online Cadbury Easter egg commercial. You know those little chocolate Easter eggs?
Yes.
He's going to be inducted into the Cream Egg Markers Hall of Fame, Cream Egg Makers Hall of Fame, and they're sending him home with a check for $5,000 and donating another $5,000 to the charity of his choice. His owner said it's going to be for an animal sanctuary that specializes in cats and dogs with special needs.
Oh, I love that so much.
Isn't that cute? Crash is very, very sweet little animal here.
I'm going to have to post this on our Facebook page. He is just too cute.
He appears to be a mix. He might be a tabby, but he's got the white and kind of the orange, the burnt orange. Mm-hmm. So he looks like he could be a relative of our cat, Rickles.
Yeah.
He's really cute. And he's got the bunny ears on. And listen, I don't care how cold-hearted you are, if that doesn't make you smile a little bit.
Beyond being that he only has one eye, the poor sweet thing, I cannot believe he's sitting there giving high fives in these photos. I have to post them. And allowing them to keep those bunny ears on his head. Well, that's not something a cat does.
He's getting $5,000 for catnips.
Well,
that's pretty good.
He's a cat. $5,000 to him is nothing. He's a cat. But that's very cute.
It's not enough nip.
Oh, God. A lot of catnip.
Yeah, why am I doing that voice? Not enough nip. Many people say I shouldn't nip that much, but you know, $120,000 of the nip. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly. I'm just finding ways to work in the big news story without actually talking about it. You know what I mean?
I like it.
Well, congratulations, Crash. You're a Cadbury
so cute.
Easter Bunny of the Year. He's very, well done.
So,
round of applause for
so cute.
That's well, so nice. And it just, listen, I know that I'm not the best person in the world, but gosh, it just breaks my heart to think that there are animals like this poor guy who's only got one eyeball where he's at the shelter and people go, well, you know, he's got no use to any family. Just euthanize him. That's horrible. No. So it's so nice that he was rescued and now he's a superstar. I love
that. That's right.
Love that. All right, let's squeeze this in. Joe, you want to do real or fake Florida headlines since you're on your way to the great Sunshine State?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I thought this would be good since Joe's heading there anyway.
Right.
So we could.
I got to get some newspapers while I'm down there and bring them back.
Yes.
Please do. He definitely won't be bringing the Star Ledger on the plane because he cancels his subscription and he doesn't want NJ.com either, Star Ledger.
I don't want to know any of it.
Mm-mm. They keep calling him, telemarketing him. But usually on a day we do dumb crook news, we don't also do these Florida headlines. But I thought, you know, in honor of Joe's vacation, we would do this morning. These are real Florida headlines. And then some of them are fake. I made them up and intermingled. It's going to be up to you guys who figure out which are real, which are fake. You know how it goes.
Okay.
Florida man relieves himself in the middle of a public library because he could not find the bathroom key. Real or fake Florida headline from Broward County.
I think that's real.
From Broward.
Yeah. So this is South Florida.
I'm going real.
Are you?
Yep.
Joe?
Yeah, I'll go real.
Nope.
Yeah.
Made that one up.
Well, that's good. that's good.
I just made up the Broward part and I threw everybody off.
I'm glad that that's not real.
Here's a headline. Florida man tries to evade arrest by cartwheeling away from police in Panama City. Real or fake Florida headline?
That's real. Panama City, absolutely.
I hope that's real.
That is a real Florida headline.
That's fantastic.
You'll never catch me, officer. And he starts doing Cirque du Soleil.
Watch this.
It's amazing.
Florida man busted feeding iguanas to an alligator in the zoo.
Oh, I hope that's fake.
A lot of questions here, how you would get an iguana into the zoo, but apparently had it in his backpack.
Oh, that's
I'm
going to
say that's real.
Oh. Real or fake Florida headline? You say real? Yeah. You're real. Right, Joe. That's a real headline.
That's horrible.
Doesn't say which zoo this was, but there's several of them.
The iguanas probably fell out of the tree. It was too cold. The guy grabbed them and threw them. That's what it was.
Might be Jacksonville somewhere up there.
Oh.
Let's go to Dade County. Dade County couple arrested for feeding neighborhood cats meth. Now, we're taking some crystal meth. We figure we give it to the cat. He's not going to be the Cadbury Easter Bunny. Real or fake Florida headline?
I think that's real.
I think it's real, too, because I don't think you'd make that up.
Nope.
Oh, you made it up?
That came from my deranged little mind.
You're a terrible person.
I know.
Boy, that's horrible. You thought of that.
I mentioned Jacksonville. Jacksonville police officer arrested for having animal porn on his computer. Real or fake Florida headline?
What is with all these animal stories?
Well, I mean, listen.
Well, why is that illegal? No, that's fake.
You think that's fake?
Yeah. I'm going to say real.
Joe?
Fake.
You're wrong. She's right. That is a real Florida headline.
Animal porn. Is porn with people and animals? Just animals?
I don't know, Joe.
I'm guessing if it was illegal, it involved people.
Yeah, that would be.
Why would that be illegal if it was?
Yeah.
All right, here's one that does not involve animals. Orlando couple made love in the back of a police car after being arrested for a DUI. Real or fake Florida headline?
Real.
Real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did a
little day at Epcot, and then they're drunk in the back of the police car making out.
Listen, those are skills. You got handcuffs on. You're in the back of a police car. You're drunk, and you still got it on? Skills.
Matter of fact, I have a story from Buena Vista. I have a Disney story. You want to hear that? Florida man groped a princess at Disney World, one of the actresses portraying one of the Disney princesses, while his wife was sitting next to him taking a picture. Real or fake Florida headline?
I'm sure that's real.
That's real.
Yep. Yeah. Man was thrown out of Disney World, banned for life from the parks.
Oh, why'd they do that?
Because he's groping the princesses.
No, I'm just kidding.
Man, that's terrible. Fort Myers woman arrested for lighting her ex-boyfriend's butt hair on fire.
That's
an argument.
Real
or fake Florida headline?
Real.
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, Rochelle would be correct, Joe. That is that again came from my warped mind.
Yeah.
I'll give you one more here. These are real or fake Florida headlines. Payless Shoes employee delivers her own baby during closing hours of the store. This happened in Hollywood, Florida. Real or fake? Delivered her own baby.
I'm going to say fake because I think the Payless Shoes closed. I thought they all closed down.
Joe?
Maybe not in Florida?
I'm going to say fake, too.
Nope, that's a real story. Actually had a baby in the back of the Payless.
So. Wow.
Hey, okay. let me see if we have your size in the back. I might just take a minute, though. I got to cut
Poor
the umbilical
thing.
Cord. So
That's awful. That's
as we're Joe's heading, the land of the sunshine. Real or fake Florida headlines. There you go. Best ones are the ones I made up, if I do say so.
Oh, no doubt. But, you know, I'm glad you give me the towns, though, because, you know, a lot of times stuff goes on up on the panhandle. It's just, you know. It's a lot different than what goes on in Miami.
That's right. They're missing teeth in the panhandle, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Different kind of place.
Yeah. Well, have
it's
a great vacation.
Beautiful, though.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself with those people.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there, but, you know, different kind. It's never mind.
Like how Joe's like, can I get some clarification on the porn story? No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Well.
It's horrible, but I keep bringing up his vacation because I am, upset that we're here and he's not. And it's not that I mind working when he's not working. It's that, I miss having him here. Mm-hmm. And also, I am jealous not to be in Florida because I keep telling Big Boss Bob if there were somehow, some way we could just broadcast from Florida and pretend we're here. Boy, that would be great because I'm just sick of these mornings scraping the back of the car windshield.
Yeah.
You know what
You're
I mean?
Almost done with that for this season, though. Uh-huh. We're at the end of it.
This,
be all right.
This is why she loads me up on the booze. She just tries to, so he just don't realize where he is.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, we're in Florida. We're in Pompano Beach right now, babe.
Oh, all right. Put a palm tree in the bedroom. You'll be all right.
I'm just sitting there snoring away. Yeah, can we put a palm? I wanted to buy a palm tree for the bedroom. Remember this?
I know. It was a fake palm tree that was like $400. No. No. The answer's no.
I should have bought it when I had the chance.
No.
I'm lugging that thing around.
You have to dust it. Not having a fake palm tree in the bedroom.
And nothing's just classic like a fake palm tree in the bedroom.
And it was $400. Yeah. No.
Nothing says you're getting hush money to keep quiet. Like having a palm tree in your bedroom. You're one of those kind of people.
No.
All right. Like how I keep working in the news to everything we talk about. So topical, isn't it?
It is. Good job.
The consultants would be so proud of me how I do that.
Yes, they would.
It's skillful, masterful if I do say. Not really. Hashtag mom. It's every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. We hear from moms. They got a lot going on. Boy, they're looking forward to spring break next week, keeping those kids occupied. And we hear from them just like this.
Jana Richardson said, my kid would like me to make her a turkey sandwich, but not with a turkey that can fly, with a turkey that's a circle. Not sure where to go from here.
Turkey that's a circle.
I'm guessing that maybe they think that bologna is turkey because that's the only meat I can think that's a circle.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've reached a stage of life and I'm not sure where bologna comes from.
I don't know.
It may be tasty, but you don't want to see how they make it. You know what I mean?
Professional wine drinker 86 said 13-year-olds be like, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And it's just breaking up with their boyfriend of 3 days.
So dramatic.
So dramatic.
Everything is a production.
Oh,
with the
my
kids.
Gosh.
I'm telling you, it's because of the Instagram, the YouTube. They all think they've got to be theatrical with everything they do.
And loud. Yeah. So loud.
So that's why we're breaking up. Follow me. Click like for more. I mean, okay. All right. Lola's mad at you, by the way, because you have a hoodie that belonged to her ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks you're betraying her because you kept it. You're like,
she was going to throw it away.
There's nothing wrong with his hoodie.
It's a perfectly fine hoodie. I actually liked it. It was plain. It fits me great. I'm keeping it. And she's like, why are you wearing that? That's my ex-boyfriend's hoodie. I'm like, I'm not throwing it away. So it's washed.
A juvenile Old Navy hoodie that belonged to a boy.
Rochelle, I like it.
Rochelle likes it a lot.
It's really cold in the studio. It's a very nice warm hoodie. I'm keeping it. She's not giving it back. I'm keeping it.
I'm not arguing with you.
Aaron Summers said, daycare sent home a note yesterday that said my baby tried to bite someone else but accidentally bit herself. This one's going places.
What's her name? Aaron Summers?
Aaron Summers.
Sounds like a weather person, doesn't it?
Yeah,
and,
maybe.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Aaron Summers.
Sure.
Dr. Bill Evans and Aaron Summers, everybody. All right, thanks for sending those in. Hashtag mom.
Confession.
It's every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Got one to send it in. Might hear yours right here. Time for dumb. Crook news. I led with the name of the feature.
You did. Scared me a little bit, actually. I was like, what's happening?
I just wanted to go right into it. I mean, people know what it is. We've been doing it forever.
Yeah. No.
It's a weekend tradition because no matter how bad your day is, you're not in jail.
Hopefully. Somebody could be listening in jail.
Yeah. Well, we did have people say they visited jail the other day.
That's what I'm saying.
Watched a little conjugal visit in progress.
So weird. Wow.
You already said the other days we should remind the salespeople, look, we reach all kinds of people.
Yeah, we do.
We got hedge fund investors. We got people in jail. Mm-hmm. We got them all.
Got them all.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, we have our crack team of researchers. There's hundreds of them that work for us. It's basically the IRS.
Yeah, pretty much.
Scour the police blotters from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, west, cross the pond, sometimes even north, south of the border, looking for these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens. Dateline, the Knoxville, Tennessee, man driving drunk. When he let his 5-year-old son take over the wheel.
Oh, geez.
Well, of course,
really?
The kid is 5, and they crashed into the neighbor's yard, according to a court affidavit. Here are the neighbors of this drunk man, John Edwin Harris.
I'm surprised it didn't kill both of them. We've seen some crazy things out here, but this is one of the craziest.
It is crazy, and I'm sorry that happened to him, and I'm glad that no one was seriously hurt. But on the other hand, I'm sure there are people getting behind the wheel of their pickup truck drunk in Knoxville, Tennessee, all the time.
Well, I'm sure, but that happens everywhere. But to let your 5-year-old try to take the wheel, or to be driving drunk with a 5-year-old in the car.
Sure, horrible.
That's terrible.
And yet I'm still not surprised.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
That's fair. I'm just glad everyone's okay.
These are people think Kid Rock is the oracle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let's stay down south, down yonder, shall we?
Okay.
I'm doing my southern attorney a lot today.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Dateline to Macon, Georgia. 28-year-old Marcus Tull has been arrested after he was caught skip scanning at Walmart's self-checkout. That's where you scan some of your items, but not all your items.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I have made a mistake of putting it on the wrong. Not even trying
to skip.
Just put it on one side versus the other. It goes, please take everything out of the cart. Attention. Like the robot knows what you're doing.
I know. You know, I've done that before, or thought that I heard the scam, but it was actually the one next to me. And then I happened to look at the bill and see it wasn't on there.
Yeah.
They should not let us scan our own stuff. This is a problem. It really is. Like,
you
I
know,
heard
my mother
beep.
Always says, we talk about this. She goes, I don't work for Stop and Shop.
Well, exactly.
Why am I doing work at Stop
exactly.
and Shop?
Exactly. I'm not trying to steal from you, but this is not my job. I was not trained to do this.
I guess the robot was working there at the Walmart because security said he did not scan 24 items, about 100. $165 worth of merchandise. That was good enough while he was still scanning or trying to get away with only half scanning for the police to get there and arrest him. Now, the police were reasonable. They did allow him to keep the items he did scan and pay for.
Well, that's, I mean, that's more than nice.
You did take the time to scan those, put in your credit card, those you may keep.
Sure.
Also, you're coming with us in the squad car.
Right.
He's showing the other cons. He's like, look at this big, long receipt I got. Next time I go into Walmart, once I get out of here, I'm going to save 23%.
There you go.
Good for you, Marcus.
Good for you.
This dumb crook news. Let's go out to Seattle, Washington, the coffee capital of the USA.
I can almost smell it.
An unidentified man there caught on surveillance camera trying to kidnap a barista at Starbucks she attempted to give him his beverage. This is Kelly Jackson, a barista from a different location, talking about how terrifying such a situation would be for your barista.
Yeah.
She's obviously exchanging money and giving him back his change for his drink, and then trying to grab at her. It's absolutely terrifying, scary. We are equipped with a lot of cameras for that reason, for safety. We have pepper spray in the shops. We have a panic button.
Don't mix up the peppermint and the pepper spray. I know it's labeled very similarly.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to get
scary.
A pepper spray latte.
What kind of coffee place has all these, like, precautions like this?
This is, sorry, they're Starbucks workers.
This is what I'm saying. Like, what is the problem? What's going on at this coffee place?
You just can't trust people to go through a drive-thru and get a cookie and a coffee.
I guess.
Can't trust them.
Get out the pepper spray.
They're all jacked up on espresso. They start
give
making
me the coffee. Give me.
Crazy decisions. All right, here you go. You knew it was coming. Let's go to Florida, because, of course, it's always Florida. Police there caught a man they say was involved in a crime. 14 cases, matter of fact. Multiple cities throughout the state. Multiple vehicles stolen. 19-year-old Joshua Reed is his name.
We were able to track this guy who was wearing an ankle monitor on a pretrial release from Broward County to, so far, approximately 14 cases.
Well, the guy walks out of the courthouse. He's got the anklet on. You know, it's beeping.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what I'm going to do is steal a car and run.
Right.
Surely no one will find
How
me.
How dumb can you be to steal it with an ankle monitor on? I mean, I know it's Florida, but, like, honestly, you are being tracked. What are you doing?
We watch those cop shows, and you always see somebody in the cell phone. I'm like, put the phone down. Right. They can track you on the phone. Have you learned nothing from Law and Order? Come on. This might be the worst dumb crook story we have ever done. It's absolutely awful, okay?
Uh-oh.
We're going to go out to your hometown of Detroit, Michigan.
Uh-oh.
Criminal activity inside the police department a couple of days ago. The Wyandotte PD. Oh. That's a suburb of the great city of Detroit.
It is.
Said one of their officers was stealing from another police officer. An officer, Ice, stole from an officer, Barwig. Ice stole Barwig's lunch bag.
Oh.
We do have to mention Officer Ice is a canine unit dog.
Oh, no. Ice, what are you doing?
According to the report, Officer Barwig was called out of the break room, leaving his half-eaten lunch in the bag on the table. When he returned, it was gone. Oh. Officer Ice was seen licking his chops.
Oh, no.
Panting heavily and smiling at Officer Barwig. And the worst part is, this is not the first time Officer Ice has been accused of eating Officer Barwig's lunch.
Oh, I love this
It's
story.
Unclear what kind of disciplinary action ICE might be facing from the Wyandotte, Michigan PD, but the department said they're considering Facebook followers' opinions on how to proceed with the investigation.
That's adorable. I
also
love
he
it.
Would like a belly rub and a frisbee. Dumb crook news. You didn't see that one coming, did you? A little doggy story. That's nice.
That's really cute.
That's nice. Joe, I don't know if you caught this at the beginning of the program, but we played some audio, and I can play this again, of me snoring on the chair yesterday that Rochelle taped without my knowing it. And I bring it. I know. It happens to all of us, right? I bring this up because someone sent me a link here on great promotions, events, marketing events that radio stations have done around the country. And I think this is actually a good idea. There's a station, I don't know where it is, Texas or something. They were looking for the person listening to the radio station had the loudest snore. So they were encouraging people to record their partner, their spouse, their kid, whatever, and then send it in. The person with the most outlandish snore won a prize. I think that's pretty funny. Also, it's too bad I'm not eligible because I could win this contest.
You could win that contest.
Well, according to my wife, I could too, but I've never heard myself snore, so I don't believe I do.
You never woken yourself up with a snore?
Not that I remember,
no. I don't snore very much, but if I do, I instantly wake myself up because I just, I don't know. I'm very sensitive to sound.
It's going to sound like I'm joking, but I check you for pulse sometimes.
I know you do, though, which is so weird.
I mean, Joe, there's times, she's been sleeping for like 13 hours. It's 9:30 on a Saturday morning, and I just kind of go over there and put my finger under her nose, just make sure there's a little breath coming out because she's so still and so quiet that I get nervous that something happened, God forbid, you know?
Yeah, no, I, it's no, unbelievable. I agree. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we're all snorers. My mother was a snorer. My grandfather is a snorer. I'm a snorer. I don't know what that is. I think we've all got the apnea. So I could definitely win that contest. Another one, there's a guy. Listen to this. He drove a Zamboni from, I think it was Chicago to Indiana or something like that.
What?
They were doing some.
How do you do that?
Some sort of a bet about, you know, between two radio stations owned by the same company. And so he got some publicity out there in this small town driving the Zamboni like 500 miles. And I guess he would stop and get it on a flatbed for areas where they couldn't take the Zamboni, but that's a pretty good idea, right?
Yeah, it would be crazy to see a Zamboni driving down the street. I didn't even know that was possible.
I didn't either. I thought they were, you know, I don't know.
No, I guess apparently you can do that, get a little press for yourself.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like the snoring one. That'd be a fun giveaway for a mattress.
Yeah, I think that's way better than the Zamboni drive, yeah.
But there's a whole bunch of them on here. People have broadcast from the top of a building, or they got one of those bars where it's ice inside. It's all ice. Everything's made of ice. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The guy stayed in there for 74 hours in the ice freezer or something like broadcasting. Let's check in with Jim again in the ice freezer. Well, broadcasting live. It's me, Jim, and I hate my job. I mean, there's a lot of great ideas. We should try some of this stuff.
I don't want to do that one.
No, probably
you're
not.
No. On that one.
No. That people could die from that.
Joe's like, I got it. We find a sponsor who sends us to Florida again.
Yeah, I'll broadcast.
We broadcast from a Publix every morning, and they give us free coffee. It'd be great.
That's right. Speaking of which, I'll be in the Publix in 48 hours. I'm very excited.
I know.
He's counting it down.
We've been talking about Joe's vacation for weeks now. What does he keep bringing up? The fact he's going to the supermarket down there.
I can't wait. I can't. It's my favorite thing in the world to go do when I'm down there.
That's so good. I love it. Do they make their own coffee there? Do they have the...
They got everything there. Anything you need, they got in that place.
It's like a Wawa, right? They get their own coffee.
No! I don't know about that. You know what? That's good. I'll have to research that. I don't know.
I mean, I know it's a big supermarket. It's a bigger deal. It's kind of more of a Stop and Shop than a Wawa, but I'm just saying, like Wawa, they make their own sandwiches and coffee, as I believe.
They make their own sandwiches, and they're tremendous.
Yeah.
It's more comparable to a ShopRite, really, because they have the deli, and they have the hot food section, and they have the sushi, and they have the bakery. It's a little different.
All right.
It's good stuff, though. ShopRite's just fine for me, though.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a little more, I think, it's a little more pricey than ShopRite, but it's not that much, just a little bit. And it's, you know, it's like halfway between, and I don't know if there are Kings is down the Jersey Shore, but up here there's the Kings Supermarket, and that's more of a high-end place. But this is, it's kind of like in between there, but it's great. I love going to Publix.
You gotta send us some pictures. We'll post them on the socials. Yeah,
if you follow Joe, you follow Joe Nolan traffic on any of the socials, I guarantee you he's got a pick in the aisle at Publix Supermarket later on today.
As soon as we get there, boom, take the picture. Absolutely.
Selfie at Publix.
That's right.
It's a little things hours. In life, isn't it? Little things in life.
Oh, it is. I love it. Get a sandwich and then go out and sit on the back deck of the place we have and just watch the boats come in and out. It's gonna be great. Can't wait.
Good. By the way, you're flying into Boca tonight, right? Before you go to the Keys?
No, Lauderdale.
Lauderdale. All right. Are you listening to my oldie show down there? You know,
Of course.
Please turn me on. I'll be playing all
this.
That's
the first thing he's going to do. Yep. He's going to get in the car. He's going to turn you on. Go to Publix.
I'll be playing Hermits for you while you're enjoying a beverage when you get there.
Oh, I can't wait for
that. Little station runs my show down there. They run the tape of the show. Please listen.
I know. What is it? What's this called? Where is it on the dial?
Nobody cares. I'll send this to you later.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
No. We're going to Lauderdale, and then we get out of my Mary and his family in Miami Shores, and then tomorrow we'll leave to drive down to Marathon.
All right, good. So, Publix, here we come.
Highway.
Yep. Publix, here we come. Yep.
The Marathon Publix. Especially past one in Key Largo, too.
How about this? It's Fun Fact Friday! Woo! In my hand, the envelope hermetically sealed found in the set of Mean Girls the Musical.
Yeah.
Was that in Belford the other day? Belleville? Yeah, one of those places. One of the bells.
Mm-hmm.
Here it contained fun facts, facts that are fun, things you don't really need to know, we just thought you'd like to know. These are fun facts.
That's right.
Facts that are fun.
Sometimes.
Avocados are a fruit, not a vegetable. Technically, they're considered a single-seeded berry, believe it or not. Matter of fact, so am I.
My avocado berry.
The Eiffel Tower tends to grow about 15 feet during the summer due to thermal expansion because the iron heats up. Is that an Eiffel Tower in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me?
Sexy.
That is interesting.
Trypophobia is the fear of closely packed holes.
I have that. I have that. I hate that.
Not in my experience, you don't.
No. Hilarious.
The Spice Girls were originally called Touch.
Huh.
Then you decided to change the name to Spice Girls.
Huh.
I'll let you write your own joke there. Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
Huh, interesting.
Teeth are coated in enamel, which is not a living tissue, so once it's gone, it's gone.
Yet your insurance company won't cover half the crap you need done on it.
And they know it.
They know it.
All right, that's enough of that. Here we go. Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one. We start at number five countdown today. And reminder, stay in touch with us all weekend long on all the socials at 1071theboss.com, wherever you get your podcast. Number five. Here's a new study that found smelling a stranger's BO, body odor, might help with social anxiety. In a Swedish research study, I am not making this up, 48, quote-unquote, socially anxious women sniff samples of other men and women armpit sweat.
Ew.
And almost all of them, 47 out of 48, said they felt more comfortable engaging with others after sniffing them first.
That's disgusting.
Can I smell you? I mean, what is that?
Also, who are these people who are willingly giving their armpit sweat for study? That's nasty. Yeah.
You know, things have gone terribly wrong in life. You go, can I make a few bucks donating here? Tell you what we could use is a sweaty pair of your underpants.
Ugh, that's gross.
Okay. You find yourself in a research study involving sniffing other people's underpants.
Yeah.
Number four, there's an 80-year-old woman up in Toronto. You know, I love these. Holds a world record for donating more blood than any other person on the planet. Now, she is anonymous. They have not named her, but we know in 1965 she was 22 and donated now over 200 units. That's about 30 gallons of blood throughout her life since 1965.
Wow.
And her blood type is type O, which is the most common kind, meaning it's in high demand.
Yeah.
This sounds like there's people talk about going in and wanted to make a few bucks. You know, there's people going in as sperm donors and they find out they've got 35 different kids.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little strange that this woman has donated blood that many times?
Well,
almost sounds like a fetish.
It could be. People have weird fetishes, but I think even if it is, on the flip side, it is a nice thing that she's doing. The last time I gave blood, I passed out.
You do get free ice cream out of it, so that's a pretty good deal.
I don't know that it's worth the poke.
I have never donated blood, by the way.
Well, shocker.
Do we know what kind of blood I have? Don't tell anybody. I don't know. You don't know, though?
Why would I know your blood type?
Because you know everything about me.
I don't know your blood type.
I just assumed you knew my blood type off the top of your head.
No, I don't know your blood type.
I have it in the fridge.
No, it's not one of my fetishes. Sorry.
Suddenly, I'm in a Kathy Bates situation. You know what I mean? Number three, the term pregnancy nose is going viral on all the social media here. Their moms posted videos on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
These are women that are expecting who swear their nose have gotten bigger.
Mm-hmm.
This is a nurse explaining why this could actually be a real thing.
During pregnancy, your body makes a lot more blood because it knows you're going to lose some during delivery, and you also have to support another human being.
Now, why would it all go to your nose, though? That's what's strange. They don't really explain why it's going to your nose.
I don't know. That's very weird.
Oftentimes, women get bigger boobs when they're pregnant.
You get bigger boobs, you get bigger feet. I don't know that I've ever heard of bigger nose. But okay.
Listen, Barbara Streisand. It's all part of pregnancy, okay? Made myself laugh picturing Barbara Streisand. Bonus story for you. The Super Mario Brothers movie, 1 week from today, will hit the big screen.
Oh,
starring
okay.
Chris Pratt as Not My Mario.
Because
he doesn't look like Mario, doesn't sound like Mario.
No.
Anyway, someone has conducted a survey of the most beloved characters in the Mario universe, posted this thing on Reddit. It's now got over 30,000 comments. Believe it or not, Mario, the third most popular character. And I have to think that the Chris Pratt movie is part of the reason here.
Really?
Luigi comes in number one.
Interesting.
And then Yoshi, the little toad, is number two.
Oh, I like him too. And I'd probably write Peach as number three before
the
Mario.
Princess, right?
Yeah. Mario is kind of pretentious, you know?
Mario is pretentious.
A little bit.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He just feels he's like he knows it all. Like, quit jumping on the mushrooms. You're fine.
You prefer his brother Luigi.
I do. Yeah. Seems a little nicer.
Everybody always likes the brother, you know? Everybody always wants to know more about the brother. He was pretentious.
A little bit. A little bit he is.
Oh, I have to tell you, the pâté here is just terrible. Oh, I don't care for it. Also, the valet took forever. Very pretentious Mario. Number two, in a new survey of sports fanatics, Major League Baseball season officially underway. The average superfan says they would trek 5 hours, 48 minutes to see a big game, like a playoff game.
Okay.
45% of them say they have traveled out of the country to see a game.
Wow, that's dedication.
Where are you going? We travel another country. I guess soccer?
I guess.
I'm sorry, football.
Football.
Say it with me. Goal! I love going to the bar and they get the football game on, the soccer game.
Yes.
Get the soccer game on and you don't know what's going on. Then all of a sudden you just say, you go. Yeah. You look at me like, oh, there he is. He hit a goal. You don't get that in baseball.
You see the one little group of people that are watching that soccer game and they do it when they do the goal.
Those people are all dressed up.
They're dressed up.
They got
all the
whole thing going on.
They love it.
I have always wanted to go and tour all the baseball stadiums in the country.
That would be fun.
Especially the historic baseball stadiums.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to, take the time off to do that, but.
I would tour all the beer gardens that are inside of the baseball stadiums.
Yeah.
It'd be fine.
I don't know that I actually want to stay for a game. I would just like to stop and see all the stadiums.
That's fair.
And instead I sit here. Number one, study found Botox in your face might make you worse at reading other people's emotions. Researchers think it's because people subconsciously mimic facial expressions to help us interpret what someone is feeling. Mm. And the Botox, because you can't move your face as well, prevents that.
I'm okay with that.
So if you're Barry Manilow, one of the Real Housewives, you have no clue how other people feel about you.
I'm okay with that. I don't want the 11s on my head. It's fine.
This is why Teresa's talking about herself all the time, because she doesn't realize that no one's interested in what she's saying, because they're not reacting. She's not reacting.
It's true. It's probably true.
As a matter of fact, I always think that you're upset, and I realize that maybe it's because of me, because I'm always scowling. Maybe it makes you scowl. So you're mimicking my face.
Yeah.
So well, all the time I assume that you're upset with me for some reason, you're actually just giving me back the face that you're seeing on me.
That was very confusing.
Yeah.
And I think I understand what you're
saying.
Isn't
this the plot of that John Travolta movie, The Face Off?
Yeah, no, that's not the plot.
Well, I can't end on that. No. So listen to this. Congratulations, Metuchen. It's been named the best main street in America, followed by Danville, Virginia, and Florence, South Carolina.
That's awesome.
So go out and Metuch somebody and enjoy yourself, I suppose. Yeah. Friday, world famous celebrity birthday file. This final day of the month, Ewan McGregor. He is 52. Angus Young, one of the original members of AC/DC. Mm-hmm. 68 today. Al Gore, who would still like you to put his birthday cake in a lockbox, is 75. So is Rhea Perlman. She's the one married Danny DeVito.
Very
remember, she
funny.
Was on Cheers. Yep. Gabe Kaplan, Mr. Cotter from Welcome Back, Cotter. Talk about John Travolta. Up your nose with a rubber hose, Mr. K. 78. You know, he's gone on to become a professional poker player in addition to being
really?
He doesn't really act anymore. He's won over $20 million playing poker.
You're kidding.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
That's better than the Cotter money.
Right?
Christopher Walken, 89 today. I won't be one of those people who does an impression of him. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family. She's still kicking. Richard Chamberlain. William Daniels. Mr. Feeney.
Oh, Feeney.
And he's Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh, right.
96 today.
Love Feeney.
Remember yesterday, Peter Marshall, 97?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of old bastards still out there in Hollywood, aren't there? Wow.
That's great.
It is great, but just kind of a surprise. You'd think that's a stressful deal, being in show business. They wouldn't last this long, but.
Well, you know.
Didn't we read something about Mr. Daniels not that long ago that he was like a sex fiend or something?
Yeah, something like that. His wife came out with a thing. It was a.
You're not going to click that page of the Wikipedia?
No. He's Mr. Feeney in my heart.
He's Mr. Feeney in your somewhere.
Yeah.
Today is National Crayola Crayon Day. I love Crayola crayons.
Yes.
It was so satisfying when you're a kid. You get like the 100 box and they get all those crazy colors that, you know, better than the little 3-pack you get
absolutely.
At the restaurant.
You get the little sharpener in the back so they're always nice and fresh.
It is National Prom Day.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking prom season is later in the year. Prom Day today.
Hmm.
National Tater Day. And World Backup Day. And boy, you got some junk in the trunk if you're celebrating Tater Day. Hey, look, I'm not making fun. I'm one of you. Believe me. Those are tasty. Or maybe they mean back up your files like a hard drive. That's probably
That's
what
they mean. Yes.
Not back that thing up, huh?
Back that thing up. Mm. Mm.
They mean back up your files.
Joe, you ever work as a DJ doing a wedding or a prom or any of those things?
No.
That's stressful stuff. I did that when I was starting out. And you make good money, but people are demanding. It's a tough gig.
Yeah.
Really is.
Then they drink a lot and they're requesting who let the dogs out at the wedding. And that's just never a good thing.
Yeah, I never did a wedding, but I did do an engagement party. I did a graduation party. I did some high school dances. And yeah, they're brats. And I'm sure it's only gotten worse.
Well, they're paying
a lot
of money.
I'm sure it's much worse.
Yeah.
I have this memory of being at a country club. This was I think it was a graduation. I can't remember, but it was a fancy country club. I remember I had to wear a tuxedo, and a guy comes up, and I can picture his face. He had this, it kind of looked like Mr. Holland's Opus. He looked a little bit like Richard Dreyfuss. He had those little glasses.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, and he had on the corduroy jacket with the elbow pads on it, and he comes
right,
and this is when the song was new, right? He comes up, and he goes, well, hi there, young man. Do you have a Getting Jiggy With It? And I was like, yeah, I got the song. We'll put it on. I'll never forget that guy's face.
We'll put it on.
It's just the whitest guy I've ever met. Can I have a Getting Jiggy With It for the young people here? Yeah. All right, Professor.
Big Will Smith, man.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So.
He was Judge Smalls, right, from Caddyshack.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'll give you a 5 spot, and maybe we'll get to the scholarship. Was it Ted Baxter, right? Was that Ted Baxter?
Yeah, Ted Baxter. Yeah.
He's great.
Great. No, that wasn't his name.
No, Ted Baxter was his character on Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, Ted Baxter was his name on Mary Tyler Moore.
What the heck was that actor's name? I'm sure there are people jumping out of their car right now. Can we look that up, bro? What's the name of the guy from Caddyshack played the...
The judge? Ted Knight.
Ted Knight, yeah, Ted Knight.
Joe, we should be ashamed of ourselves.
We should be, actually. That was horrible.
That was horrible. He's great.
Yes.
People are used to us being horrible by now, though,
so
it's all right.
It's true.
It's kind of our brand, right?
It's all right. Don't worry about it. That was pretty bad. But that was a great movie, though, Caddyshack. Oh, my gosh.
I stand by Caddyshack, too, being not as bad as people say. Jackie Mason's hysterical. I mean, not as good as Rodney, but it's still good. So, and it's on, I happen to know it's on HBO Max streaming right now. So take my word for it. You're looking for a movie you've never seen. Caddyshack 2 is pretty funny.
I think it's real. I just laugh every time when I see that scene where he puts the boat, this big giant like 50-foot boat, in full throttle and comes in and drops the anchor. Hey. You scratched my anchor.
Let's dance. He's great. I love how Nick is on his Facebook arguing with everybody. He goes right for it. He'll do politics. He does it all. He don't care.
He works for himself, so
I know.
Can do that.
I know. And he gets people that argue with him, and he goes, well, you're an idiot. I was like, oh, I love it.
It's so funny, though. It's so funny that people just choose to follow people that they don't agree with. Like, why do that to yourself?
Fights for them all day long. It's so great.
I like it.
A lot of respect, Mr. Pittman. 31 here at Boss HQ. 7:48. By the way, a lot of calls about the money this morning saying, is it over? I don't know where people got the idea it's over. We're just getting started here on Jersey's Free Money Station. Yeah, first to 3 times qualify for $5,000 in your hand. We'll give you a stack of $100 bills this morning. Going to listen to win. We'll tell you exactly when to call. Be the 10th caller. Get a chance to play for that cashola. Oh, yeah, it's coming up. Freakout's on the way, too.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Get you thinking when you do open up the paper or open up your phone, look at the news, right? There's some crazy stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
What were we doing better as humans 100 years ago? Now, certainly you think about medicine and technology, automobiles, and appliances in the kitchen. There are a lot of stuff a lot easier to do today.
Yeah.
You know? I can't remember what we were watching. It might have been one of those History Channel shows where they talk about the inventions that changed the world and all of that. Mm-hmm. And you think about how it would take a person 6 hours to do their laundry, and then 10 years before that, it was 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to wring them all out by hand and hang them on the line, blah, blah, blah. So it gets you thinking, what were we doing better, though, 100 years ago? So some stuff, we've made it better. We made life easier. We made life more fun. And in other ways, things might have been better 100 years
ago.
You know, the good old days, that old thing.
I think we were better at mending our clothes and shoes
instead of just
buying new stuff. Like if I get a hole in something and it's more than just a little bit of a sewing, like a button or something, I gotta throw it away.
Although you do like to be fashion forward, and it is a style to have the stains and the rips in the jeans. I mean, they do this
because the jeans are one thing, but like I know I've had a couple sweaters that have that you pull on it and then something happens and it rips, and if I get a hole, it's gone. Like I just have to throw it away. I don't really know how.
Yeah, but you have a pair of jeans that the hole is getting bigger.
Oh, I'm wearing them,
and it's almost possible to see your business.
I'm wearing those.
And in the back.
But those came like that.
I know that, but the hole is getting wider, and then the back pocket on it was supposed to be a little torn to look. I don't know what it's supposed to look like, but now you put your phone back there in your back pocket, it's going to fall out.
Yeah.
It's impractical. I don't know why you want to wear these jeans.
Well, I'm not trying to mend these. That's what these are supposed to look like.
Well, they look.
So I just think, 100 years ago, if something happened to your clothes or to your shoes. Like you were talking about having a cobbler, and I didn't even know what that was. I thought you were talking about somebody who was eating corn or something. I had no idea what you were talking about. But those, 100 years ago, after you showed me, I did a ton of research on them. They were all over the place.
Sure.
If something happened to the sole,
you go to the shoe guy. Yeah.
You go to the cobbler, and he'd fix it. Now we throw them away.
100 years ago, everybody would know what a cobbler is, unlike you.
Exactly.
Walking around with your ripped pants and your hoo-ha hanging out.
Hoo-ha is not out. Okay.
I mean, if you see the right angle, there's a little hoo-ha going
on.
Get
out of here.
Those jeans are too revealing, young lady. I don't want you leaving the house like that. I think we were all more informed. Never mind just to vocabulary. I think we were all more informed as people.
Sure.
People paid more attention to what was going on, not only in the world, but also in their communities.
Yeah.
I think people were a lot more connected to knowing everybody else's business, and, you know, a kid gets in trouble and say, I'll tell your father. You know, yeah, like everybody absolutely. Knew everybody. We were closer knit. Everybody was paying more attention as opposed to being in their own little universe, you know?
We were better at living on a budget and saving money.
Yeah.
Because you had to.
And things were also a lot less expensive then.
Well,
I mean, even comparatively, things were a lot less expensive.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. But you had to live on a budget. That's what you did. You knew what things cost.
Yeah.
That was it.
Sure.
We're not going out and spending more. Last night, this reminded me that we were sitting at the dinner. We did a family dinner last night, and the kids are asking us math problems to do. And I mean, they were, but I think people were better at doing math in their head, simple math in their head, because you had to.
Sure.
But like now I'm like, I don't know. Can you just get your calculator? I don't know. I have no idea what 9,000 times 12 is.
Yeah, 100 years ago, there were no calculators. That's crazy to think about, right?
Yes.
Imagine that. What were we better at 100 years ago than we are right now? As people, as a society? That's kind of a deep question, huh? 732-774-4444. Call us, text us, Facebook us. Those are coming right up. He said.
She said.
Oh, my God.
Look at this.
Friday.
Yeah.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Thanks,
sweet
baby.
Thank God it's Friday night. And I just
got paid. You know what this is? This is the first official weekend of spring. You have a little fling with your couch. Maybe you're doing the parade. Finally got that thing tomorrow. Do a couple of flights of Guinness, I hope. Well, you only get one weekend, so make sure you crank it up and enjoy it. F-R-I-D-A-Y. The celebration starts right now, right? It's been another long week. And the month seemed to have flown by, but the week was long. Is that possible? Everybody is on your case. I know that feeling. I know the boss man, he don't pay you. He driving you crazy. You look him clear, square, straight in the eye and say, hey, don't watch me. Watch my smoke. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm blowing this here popsicle stand. You can kiss my grits, baby. I'm moving out. Come on. Every single day, baby. You can take this job and shove it. I'm not working here. No, out. It is Friday. One thing left to do, and that is to kiss the week goodbye.
Everyone's watching.
Love them all. What are we doing better today? Or what are we doing better 100 years ago than we're doing today? You think about that. You think of all the things that have changed the world over the last 100 years. What are we doing better today versus what we were doing 100 years ago?
Right. Kelly said learning how to write legibly.
Yeah. Today, forget it. No one knows how to write cursive.
I mean, everything's done. The kids do almost everything exclusively on the computer after fifth grade. So up until fifth grade, they learn the writing and they learn it. But after that, everything's pretty much on the computer. So
I got to remember, I got to admit, rather, I don't remember cursive whatsoever.
You don't?
I mean, a little bit, but...
Oh, I write in cursive. I think it's easier. It's so much faster, and I love cursive.
I just scribble. I can't ever write as fast as I'm thinking, so it's all...
The kids did learn...
Garble.
They did learn cursive, but then they don't necessarily have to use it because they turn in all their papers, they type everything, so my guess is learning to use it is kind of pointless, or learning to know how to do it is pointless because they're not going to do it after that.
I mean, I can certainly understand not teaching cursive because that is kind of an archaic thing. But
how do you sign your name?
I mean, you just sign your name, you know?
Yeah, but how? Are you just going to write it?
I just kind of scribble. It's like a loop. I'm not saying that's the best thing in the world. I have terrible handwriting. Yeah. But my point is I don't know that it has to be cursive, but I do think the kid should be taught handwriting. Should be taught how to properly, legibly write their name.
Again, they are, but
fill out a check. I mean, there's
I mean, check
nobody.
I mean, I shouldn't say nobody, but checks.
Sometimes it's good to just put it in the mail, you know.
Sure.
Or write a card, you know.
Yes, you definitely
write a personal note to somebody.
To
leave a post-it note. You work for somebody. Just say thank you. You know those kind of things.
Yeah.
You got to know how to use a pen and paper.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to be cursive, is what I'm saying. But I do think that's still important.
John said, having creative new ideas. Nothing is original anymore.
Yeah, especially the movies. Everything's a sequel.
Yeah, everything is a sequel. Everything.
Or and part of the franchise, you know?
And I feel like we don't have inventions like we used to have. Like, I understand we have a lot of stuff now, but people are not going out there and trying to invent new things, or maybe I'm just not hearing about it. I see Shark Tank, and it's always like weight loss bombs and, you know, baby holders, and I'm like, great, but...
We have baby food made out of stones.
Right.
Why?
Why?
Why? Mark Cuban's not impressed.
The text from 1262 said, hiding your booze.
Why? Because it was prohibition?
I guess.
We were better at that 100 years ago? Yeah. I keep mine right out on the table, let me tell you.
I know you do.
Drank it first thing this morning.
I know.
Line two.
Yeah, people were dancing and drinking and spending all their money in the stock market. It was the roaring 20s, remember?
Yeah. So you think we're doing it better now?
I think it's about the same. And then the depression came.
All right, Mr. Lobster. Thank you. There he is, super fan Mr. Lobster. He's got the Eddie Murphy / Burt Reynolds laugh going on.
Great laugh.
What were we doing better 100 years ago than what we're doing now? Maybe there's some things we're doing better now. What were we doing better 100 years ago is people. 732-774-4444. 1071, The Boss. Interesting question. Is there something we're doing worse today than we did a century ago? What was better 100 years ago? People like to talk about the good old days. Think about that.
Stephanie said having patience.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had all day. There was nothing to do.
Well, and I also think that...
Might as well take your time doing it.
You weren't used to everything being right there for you.
On demand.
On demand. You had to look things up. You had to walk places. You had to... I mean, it was tough. It wasn't easy. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there, but...
Yeah. I think at a young age also, people start being told no.
Yeah.
And that happens less today.
Sure.
You know, everybody has to give you a participation trophy.
Right.
Everybody gets told, good job at work. You know, I think back in the day, people would just be like, no, shut your mouth and shut it. You know, sit there and be quiet.
Sure.
And maybe that builds character a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Dawn said, fending for yourself, not depending on grocery stores for all your food needs, making the things you need, like clothes and furniture.
Yeah. And listen, to some degree, you can't pull yourself up by your bootstraps the way you used to, because the world's more complicated.
Sure.
Now.
Yeah.
But I do understand that. A little little ingenuity, a little self-initiative is not a bad thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bill said, working in general.
Yeah. We were all working a lot harder back then. Yeah, you got to work smarter, though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You got to...
I mean, making people work an 18-hour, 7-day-a-week deal is stupid, too.
Yeah,
there's definitely an in-between. But having a good work ethic, 100%, my friend.
Yeah.
Hello there.
No, yeah. I wasn't here, but they ate a lot better because they ate a lot more natural food.
Yes.
And spend a lot more family time.
Mm-hmm. Those are absolutely true.
Everybody wasn't over in their corner on their iPad.
That's right.
Yep, that's true. The food is definitely processed today versus back then.
Yep.
That's my excuse why I'm on the Ozempic, or I should be anyway. We were better at this 100 years ago. What is it? We leave that open on the Boss Text Connector on Facebook anytime throughout the weekend before we're back at it again Monday at 7:50. Or he said.
She said.
The Text Connect always, by the way, 732-774-4444 at 1071 The Boss on social. Got a caller hanging on, ready to play for some free money. Doesn't know that she's the contestant to play yet. I like to just say, hey, please hold.
So I love that.
We'll surprise her in just a minute. That's a fun part of the job, giving away the free money. So we'll do that in just a minute. I was just mentioning the Ocean County Parade, saying as of now it's on. We get official word. We had someone reach out from the Ocean County Parade Seaside and say even if it's pouring buckets of rain tomorrow, it is on, rain or shine. So,
I like it.
Yeah, they don't want to post. They postpone it again. That would be the probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. You know?
Yeah,
so 100% noontime kickoff tomorrow in Seaside for the Ocean County Parade, which runs like 25 blocks. It's a big deal. So
awesome. It's huge.
Is that bigger than the Belmar one?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Okay.
But it's one of the bigger ones in the state. That is for sure.
Boss Roadie see out there, so just wanted to confirm it is 100% happening. So just, you know, wear a poncho if you have to. It'll be fun. No big deal.
Yeah. Yep. Find a couple of those really cool spots down there you can hang out after.
Sure.
Because everybody will be open tomorrow. That's the other thing that's kind of cool about it is that, you know, all those places that shut down for the winter open up
for the
parade day. And, you know, so it's kind of, no, I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of them do. And, you know, you can get in there and pretend it's July.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be nice. It's supposed to be warm. I know it's supposed to, there's some showers around, but it's supposed to be warm.
I'm pretty sure that the amusement parks are all opening up. Jenkinson's park is opening up. Six Flags is opening up for a limited schedule. They're already booting up the season. So, boy, spring is here. It's a sure sign of spring. You're seeing Six Flags open up. So,
right, but it's not spring or until the Midway opens up on the Boardwalk and Seaside when they start slopping sausage sandwiches out at you. That's what they know.
I tell you, I've been thinking about lemonade, Boardwalk lemonade.
Mm.
It's just so sugary and good for weeks and months. I got to get me some of that the first day it's open.
Bring a little fat flask with some vodka in it.
Oh, that's what you got to do.
Baby.
Very good.
Yeah.
You didn't want to elaborate.
That made the hair on the back of my neck stand straight up in the air. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. Summertime, baby. It's coming. It's coming.
Yes.
Here we go.
Here we go. So hopefully we'll survive another one.
Mm-hmm.
107.1 The Boss. $5,000 in your hand.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. And you're caller 10. You're qualified for $5,000.
No way. There's no way. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's true. Qualified for $5,000, and we're going to play for some free money right now. So I'll fire up our free money machine. Punch in the code here and let's see what happens. $100, $200, $300, $400, $500 cash. Whoa.
No way. Oh, my God.
Man, that's nice. You got a whole stack of $100 bills, $500. Qualified for $5,000, Nancy.
Yes, I am so excited. Thank you so much.
You tell everybody who is Jersey's real deal. Free money radio station, please.
107.1 The Boss.